What happens in a state when it's gifted with this? Combined with this, it doesn't just produce green energy, it makes green too. In this five-part series, WHO Radio will take a look at wind energy in the state. Many say we should start with Senator Charles Grassley.
Well, that's probably because I authored the legislation in 1992.
Senator Charles Grassley authored the 1992 legislation providing a wind energy tax credit of 2.2 cents per kilowatt hour for the production of wind electricity, which ended up becoming part of a larger Energy Policy Act. Once this legislation passed, Iowa prospered. Governors Terry Branstad and Chet Culver also were instrumental in the state's wind advancement. Former Governor Culver remembers.
We put all of the agencies that had a role to play, whether it was DNR or the utility board, we kind of made the Office of Energy Independence the focal point to coordinate that state and legislative policy to allow Iowa to be number one.
Rob Gramlich with the American Wind Energy Association explains where Iowa sits today.
Wind is now providing 20% of Iowa's electricity, so that leads the nation. Iowa has always been a leader in wind energy. It's now number two in total development to Texas, but as a smaller state in terms of population, it is much higher in percentage than Texas.
In part two, we'll examine the manufacturers and suppliers that bloomed in Iowa as a result of the wind energy tax credits and the current projects that are supplying more than 3,000 jobs in the state. For WHO Radio, I'm Suzanne Lee.